Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Love it, boy. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, Tim McKernan, Jimmy Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you, Kelly Chase just in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios with us. We just watched that trailer. Well, that thing really is well done.
It looks beautiful, and it's really interesting.
I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait to watch the movie. The tickets go on sale on November. The tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock. The film premiere here in St. Louis for Ice Guardians is November 7th at the Pageant. Let's see. You can text in 855-CUB-TALK, Doug. It's 855-CUB-TALK.
I don't
Cubs
need
first
to,
game of the NLDS. No, you can just talk.
Okay.
First game of the NLDS tonight. At Wrigley Field, four games today. If you want to sal in,
maybe two, put four in a four is too much. I like to watch one or two.
Doug, I'll go Rangers, Red Sox, Dodgers, and Cubs. Rangers, Red Sox, Dodgers, and Cubs.
Don't there, you start how it's to, you play th- out. Starting to think maybe the Giants have something going? They always do in even years. And
no,
as bad as they were in the second half,
no.
No?
No, there'll be no match for the Cubs. The Giants don't score runs. They won't be able to score much against Lester and Hendricks and Larrietta.
Why don't we make a bet? Give me 2-1 odds. Put 20. You pay me 40 if I win.
I'm not saying 2-1. You just told me how great the Giants were. I'm telling you that.
All right,
I'm
just asking if you're interested in that. You said no chance.
Well, I don't think they do have a chance against the Cubs.
No chance.
2-1 odds is pretty good, Tim, don't you think?
No, it's tempting.
I think the Blue Jays will beat the Rangers, too.
Well, they, I was the picking, way I was slapped the four around games today for the record.
Yeah, well, I know
four games for today.
Yeah, I had picked the Rangers in that one.
Dodgers are -144 today. By the way, Cubs are -178. It's Lester Cueto, Scherzer, Kershaw. How about your effing pitchers in the National League today? Jay Happ and Yu Darvish. Today, Darvish has been pitching really well. Rangers -122, and then it's basically a flip. In Cleveland, David Price, Corey Kluber, Red Sox -107, Indians -103. Doug, there it is. There's your four-game parlay if you would like to ship. I don't know if you want to.
I don't usually bet.
Why don't you ship?
I would like to see the Indians knock out the Red Sox, though.
So
I would enjoy that.
Although I did like seeing Joe Kelly make a brief appearance last night. I don't like the Red Sox, generally speaking. And I didn't know much about the Indians. I haven't seen them play
very
much.
They lost all their pitchers, and there they were last night. Trevor Bauer doing some dealing.
And Porcello, who's been one of the best pitchers in baseball this year, he got knocked
rocked.
Around.
Yeah, he did.
You know what he did?
He got rocked.
He got rocked.
Thank you very much. Doug, what about Ryan Kelly? You know anything about him? Outside of the fact that he's going to get in the squared circle.
He's not just a squared circle scientist, folks. He's also the best mortgage lender in this or any other city. Nice. Any city that has mortgages, they don't have anybody like Ryan Kelly.
Like Poughkeepsie, New York?
Yeah, forget it. They've got a guy up there. He's no good. A lot of the Poughkeepsie people will call Ryan Kelly and say, hey, buddy, how about a mortgage? How about a refi? You got one of those? Of course he does. He's got them. He was just named the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest, and he was number three in the nation for FHA volume, number nine in the country for most loans closed last year. So, yes, he's got mortgages and he's got refis. The thing you need to be asking yourself is, why would you go anywhere else? Why do you want to go and do a thing like that for, man? Eek! Why not call the number one loan originator in the entire Midwest? That's what I've done. This is my second refi because the rates keep going so darn low. Now I'm getting one for 15 years. It's in the twos. So
you're saving a ton of money.
I am, yeah.
You should buy lunch.
Well, I'm not saving that much. Well, yes, I am. I'm saving that much. I just don't want to buy you lunch. So whether you're buying a home or refinancing, Ryan and his team make the process very easy, and they take you from start to finish without a lot of headaches and hassles. Here's his phone number, 314-781-9700.
Now, how come it's okay when Doug laughs, but then I laugh?
314-781-9700.
I don't understand.
Or you can visit their website.
It's involuntary.
At thehomeloanexpert.com. Home Loan Expert, LLC. Questions about the mortgage business?
I just
business.
Came up with a great slogan for Ryan Kelly. If
you know,
may I?
No, go
ahead. From Poughkeepsie to Potosi, Ryan Kelly is the place you ought to go see.
Oh, that's
wow.
not bad.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Huh?
Yeah.
They just come to me.
How good was that?
You mind if I write that down? Poughkeepsie's difficult
from
to spell.
From Poughkeepsie to Potosi, Ryan Kelly is a place you ought to go see.
Mike, how about that?
I like it. Poughkeepsie.
Mike, how about that?
Poughkeepsie.
Mike, how about that?
to Potosi.
Doug, Mike, how about that?
Hello, Mike.
Mike Lee.
Hey. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Big Milk.
Hey, you know, every night I'm on the radio, talk to Hannah.
Really?
Boy, there are a lot of our listeners that seem to be taking a fancy to Hannah Ray.
Yeah, you heard about me talking to Hannah?
I know that I know that you fancy her.
Yeah, I tell her say, how you like my date.
What do you say? How do you like milkshakes?
I asked Hannah, say, how you like my date.
Oh, you asked her if she'd like to be your date, and what did she say?
One the guy Chris worked there. He said you could go out with her if you want anytime you want. Mm.
Well, that's kind of up to her. It's not up to him.
Yeah, Chris is kind of playing the role of a pimp.
Yeah,
and right now some people heard me talk with Anna and Aurelio.
Do they?
Are you in a cave?
Yeah, it sounds like you might be at the St. Gabriel Gym. A lot of banners up there, Doug.
We are tainted.
You know, I asked Anna, say, who you like better, me, Kim? Timber Bay, Larry, she said me.
Hmm. Wow. Even better than Tim.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. She must have heard
like
it wrong.
Me better.
Like to see that MMM.
Okay. Now let me ask you this, Mike. Timber Fake is fighting Ryan Kelly in the boxing circle, and he wants you to be in his corner. Will you be with Timber Fake for that fight?
Well, if I could write that one.
Nurse?
If I could get right.
Nurse.
Oh, if he can get a ride, if he can get a ride.
Yeah. All right. That wasn't necessarily the answer we were looking for. But let's say you can get a ride.
I might be going to your radio station sometime at nighttime to hang wine with Hannah.
Does Hannah know about this?
What's that?
Does Hannah know about this?
No, but she said she liked me better.
Yeah. Well, I heard that. So let's say we can get you a ride to the fight. It's February 4th, 2017. Would you be in Ryan Kelly's corner, or would you be in Timberfake's corner?
Oh, Ryan Kelly, he stinks.
Hey!
Whoa, that's the title sponsor.
Knock it off, Big Milk.
You hear that? That was the same door that haunted Calme and John Lackey.
Brian.
Hey, I think I like Hannah better.
Better than Ryan Kelly?
No, I did better than Penny.
Whoa. And all this, Mike, leads me to ask you, anything for Doug?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
You know, they make a new Starbucks coffee the way I work at.
Do they really? Well, that'll be very convenient for
you. Now, do you see somebody take a picture of me when I'm walking in Steak and Shake?
I've not seen that yet, no, but I'll look for it.
It's on your page.
Yeah, I don't really have a page.
Some girl saw me and take a picture of me put it in there.
Well, that was nice of her.
It's nice about her. Five girls take a picture of me.
Five of them, though.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, they saw me. I walking in. They said, hey, Mike. They saw me.
Did they?
And that's what you have for Doug. And that's what you have for Doug.
Well,
that's nice.
Nice sentiment. Thank you, Mike.
So, you know, five girls take a picture of me.
Five of them did. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
I drink Starbucks coffee.
That's nice.
That is nice.
That's a little pick-me-up in the morning.
Anything else for Doug?
I eat your white milk.
Hot enough!
I think I've ever been quicker on the trigger than that one.
I don't even know what he said, but it was very loud.
Scream.
Mike Lee's been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension logule.
I didn't see it.
It was almost like he was goaded into it, almost.
Yeah, by I believe five different questions from a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Guys, KMWX cannot wait to cover the Ryan Kelly Timberfake fight. I can't wait to bring it up, this idea, to my boss and immediately get fired. That's from David Klein of Hedonism slash KMOX. I would imagine he'll be there.
Listen to your own station, Kleiner.
And Charlie Brennan will cover it?
No, sir.
I think Ackerman will be there.
I don't think that's where
the big stories are. That's
Raby,
where
Raby actually might be there. Raby actually might be there.
I would hope Bob Hamilton would be there.
Raby does enjoy when Big Milk is on and we say, because it's not so much that we want him to go, we just kind of, we need an ending, and he usually says something as he leaves for you, and so I just try to, speed that process
completely
up.
Innocent on your part.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't come by the studio to hang out with Hannah, because he'll be disappointed.
Yeah, they do the show in their own studios downtown.
Probably a good idea.
Boy, they have their own studios.
Yeah, how about that?
We come to St. Charles.
Right.
Things are happening with that show.
It's a good show. I like listening to that presentation.
Good show. That's why I think Gardner wants so desperately to be the producer of that show. Because he knows it's going places. Gardner's a good man. Anytime a new show starts up, it's rolling the dice. You know, will it get traction? What we Are show? Live is going. The blocking guys, the writers.
Oh, it's about to launch?
Yeah, big launch coming up.
It's been on all year. Bud Select's a sponsor of it, so it's doing pretty well.
All right.
Well, we hope it does well when it hits the air.
Doug, it's been on.
When's the debut presentation?
January 3rd, 2016.
So it's retroactive.
Yeah, they're gonna hit the airwaves for the first time talking about things from last year, which is a different kind of a sort of a recap.
I don't mind that strategy, actually. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. That Hey K. Adams is going to be with us, Doug. Now, you and her got sideways over a wide receiver with the Miami Dolphins.
Brian Hartline.
You still carry him on?
I don't carry him. I find myself in too many leagues. I'm in three leagues this
year. That's too many, isn't it, baby?
It is, because last night I even slept on Carson Palmer. I had him active, and he didn't even play.
Well, it sounds like you're just a bad manager.
Well, I don't pay attention. You need one team, maybe two. One, maybe two. Three, I'm officially
lost. I just don't pay attention.
Well, I didn't pay attention to that one, clearly.
Wheelhouse in downtown St. Louis. We had the Wheelhouse Picks of the Week. You can make those online at InsideSTL.com. Locally owned, locally operated, perfect for your college football. And, of course, Coolio is going to be there this evening, as you know, Doug.
Yeah, I would like to be able to get there. Unfortunately, I can't.
Sunday brunch all day, the mimosas they have going on. So, Hey K. Adams, friend of the show, is going to be with us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines and talk some NFL, talk fantasy football, and she joins us right now. Hey, Kay.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Talked to you in so long. I'm so damn... I'll be walking by when I was in Las Vegas last week, and I'm walking by, and there you are early in the morning. They got your monitors all over the sports book, and I go, there's our friend, Hey K. Adams, and damn it, Doug, she's just blowing up, and I'm so effing happy for you. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Listen, except you guys only... Don't call us friends. You only call me when you want fantasy advice.
Oh, no. But yet,
that's true. Yet, true. Very, very accurate.
Tough, but fair nonetheless. So you're doing what shows now? So that the people.
It's called Good Morning Football.
That's right.
It's on NFL Network every morning from your time. It's on from 6 till 9 in the a.m.
6 to 9 in the a.m. So what time do you get up to do this thing?
I get up at 4.
Mm. Mm. 3 St. Louis time, right?
Yes, 3 St. Louis time. I'm up and at 'em.
Wow.
But it's great because then my day is over at 10 in the morning and here in New York. So great.
That's not a bad deal. So Hey K is on the NFL Network every morning, 6 to 9 in St. Louis. That might be the show I need to watch because I complain about really not having anything to watch in the morning, and that might be the move. And the show is doing very well, I hear tell. So congratulations to you.
Thanks.
And your cohorts. Who are your co-hosts, Kay?
So former wide receiver Nate Burleson is on it. Former Jim Rome executive producer Kyle Brandt is on board. He's amazing and hilarious. And Peter Schrager of Fox Sports.
And Roger Goodell was in attendance for your first show.
How did you know that?
I got the best producing team in town is what I got.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, we didn't even know that he was there until the show ended, and then we were like, "Whoa, what?" But it's pretty cool.
And did you say, hey, can you give St. Louis back a football team?
I did not. I didn't have a chance to bring that up to him. But that's my big question to you guys. Like, how are you handling this season and the pseudo-success the LA Rams are having?
Well, I think it's going to be short-lived. But we're doing a lot of hate-watching in St. Louis, Kay.
Yeah.
You know, I know you were a Missouri girl, so I don't know if you were watching when you were down in Columbia working with my wife. God bless you.
Of course. I actually worked for the Rams for 2 seasons when I lived in St. Louis on game day. So I've been there up close and personal. I've seen how it goes. It's very interesting to watch. People get really excited, and people, you know, I was in LA in the off season, and people are buying hats and shirts and whatever. And I'm like, wow, this is really happening, huh? And then for some reason, it had a hot start.
Yeah, I mean, the Seahawks game was odd to me as far as some of the things that went on, as far as the calls at the end of the game. But you can't take away what they did in Tampa and also in Arizona. Arizona's a pretty good win. What are you thinking? I mean, I realize you guys are focusing on fantasy, but of course you're talking around the league. And the Cardinals win last night. Granted, the 49ers are a mess. Our fellow Missouri guy, Blaine Gabbert, I don't know how much longer he'll be the quarterback there.
I mean, he has more rush attempts than Cam Newton so far this season.
I know.
He rushed for 70 yards last night. It's kind of wild.
He's all over the place running the football. Do you think that the Cardinals are down this year? That was kind of the discussion going into last night's Thursday night game.
Yeah. You know, yesterday was a must-win game. I'm not going to give them a huge medal for beating a depleted and injured Navarro Bowman-less 49ers squad, but they had to win and get business done. And if you look at their record last year, they actually started the season 1-3 and ended up in the playoffs. So they can get it done. Carson Palmer's got to be healthy. Stanton's an okay fill-in. He wins games somehow, but he's not the guy. And I'm looking at their schedule right now. The Cardinals have it pretty easy coming up. They've got the Jets. They've got, you know, the Panthers. Panthers don't have Cam Newton right now. Then they've got the Niners again. So it's not going to be too hard. They've got the Saints, the Falcons, Redskins. A lot of winnable games in their future. So they needed that win for sure.
What do you expect from Tom Brady in his first game back?
I expect it to be everything, you know, it should be. I don't think there'll be any rust. I think it's going to be his foot on the pedal, and he will refuse to remove it, honestly. You know, I don't even know what kind of narrative people are trying to make of him, you know, not being game ready or whatever. Gronk isn't 100% healthy. Edelman was actually on the injury report, surprisingly, yesterday. But there's so many weapons. They added Chris Hogan. They added Martellus Bennett. There's too much going on to not have success. And they've got Cleveland.
Yeah, I had Gronkowski as a first-round pick this year. And he's absolutely killing me. You think he'll be back?
Call me, man.
Well, I got into that argument with Brian Hartline, and I thought we were at loggerheads.
I had an over-under in my head on how many minutes into this little interview it would take you to bring up Brian
Hartline. What did you set it at, 2.5 minutes?
It was 30 seconds, but right when they connected me and I could hear you, you guys mentioned Brian Hartline before you brought me on.
Yeah, so the under has to cover then. Doug brought up Hartline. Yeah, what do you think, Gronkowski? That was another big topic this week, and he actually addressed it in his meeting with the Boston media, the fantasy fans who are down on him. Do you think he resurges when Brady returns?
I think with him, it's all about health. I never think it matters what quarterback is out there. You saw Martellus Bennett clearly having a nice rapport there with both Brissett and Garoppolo under center. But yeah, I mean, Gronk is Gronk. When Gronk isn't 100%, he's not. He's just not as dominant as he usually is. So taking him in the first round this year anyway was sort of a miss for me because there's guys like Jordan Reed and there's guys like Julius Thomas you can get late. The difference between him and the other tight ends isn't as great as it used to be. So I was okay with drafting a Martellus Bennett and Julius Thomas. If you're looking for a guy this week, if Gronk doesn't suit up for some reason, Cameron Brate at Carolina. Cameron Brate's widely available. He's the Tampa Bay tight end, and they got rid of Austin Seferian Jenkins, so now he's getting all of the targets. He has 18 targets in the last 2 weeks. Carolina giving up the fourth most fantasy points to opposing tight ends, so Brate might be a great guy this week.
Who are some of the other guys that are widely available that might still be a good value to pick up?
Oh, see, this is why you guys call me. I see how it is. Let's start with New England. You guys asked about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And with Edelman less than 100%, with you know, the focus on this offense is putting on a show week in, week out, Chris Hogan's like less than 5% owned in fantasy leagues right now. And he looks good with Garoppolo. You know, they call him 7-11. He's always open. But in the preseason, there was a lot of talk about how Brady was a little bit amiss with Martellus Bennett as far as chemistry and rapport goes. But he was clicking nonstop, almost perfect when targeting Chris Hogan. So they had some solid chemistry in camp. If Gronk's less than 100%, you've got to think that maybe Chris Hogan's the guy. He did play over 90% of snaps in week 4.
Huh. Okay.
If you're looking for a quarterback this week, I mean, four teams are on the bye, right? Brian Hoyer. And it sounds crazy. Brian Hoyer has over 600 yards the past 2 weeks and 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. For whatever reason, he's coming in there and making it happen. You know how bad that Chicago defense is. So they have to throw a ton to stay competitive. And he's got a nice matchup there against the Colts this week. So I think Brian Hoyer, that's a pretty cupcake matchup if you ask me.
It seems like the position, it's hard to find somebody as running back.
Say it again?
Running back seems to be a hard place to find somebody good or to have much depth.
It is, but it's, you know, there's so many backfields by committee now. It's hard to find that one feature guy that's going to step up. If Latavius Murray doesn't play for the Raiders, and he's sort of struggled, I think he's averaging 3 yards a carry the past 2 weeks. DeAndre Washington out of Texas Tech is a good guy to own. He's like 5% owned. You can pick him up. He's averaging 6.4 yards per carry this season. And he lost a fumble last week, but that's not a big deal because he'll get all those touches if Latavius Murray doesn't suit up. And they've got a great matchup against San Diego. You know, they gift wrap fantasy points to opposing running backs.
And just so you know, Doug might pretend like he has some issues with you, but he is taking copious notes right now.
Of course he is.
He's writing stuff down.
Hogan Hoyer in Washington is what I got so far.
I've noticed it.
Yeah. What do you guys think about Sam Bradford up there in Minnesota?
Can't believe it. He had nothing. He had nothing here. He's now in a system that suits him. Getting some good coaching.
Who do you blame? Or who is it, the weapons around him? Was it the coaching, the Rams? Is it... What is it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's tough to imagine that the Steve Spagnuolo offense.
Right. Rams coaching would doom anybody. I don't know what happened in Philadelphia because he had some weapons there too. But it had to be the coach. And he was hurt. You know, half the time he was here, he was hurt.
Yeah. It's wild to see what they're doing. I mean, they look really good.
Hey, what do you make? I keep reading stories about the ratings being way down in the NFL, TV ratings. What do you make of that?
I watch every game, so I don't know. I don't really look at any of that. It's the NFL. I don't know. It's king.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. But some are saying it's the Kaepernick controversy. I can't imagine what else it would be. But
so you believe that's really it?
That's what I'm reading. I can't believe that that's it. I don't know why the ratings would be
another
so
big
low.
InfoWars story release.
They've had a couple of games that have had record low ratings so far this year.
I think some of the marquee matchups have been more low scoring than anybody would have imagined. I can't believe it must be really hard to, you know, pick which games go where. But last night was great. It started off kind of slow. There were 12 punts in the first half, and in the second half, it was really fun to watch. There's, you know, I watch. You can watch it on Twitter now. It's all over. So, to me, nothing better than a football game.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. And people are streaming and things like that, and they don't show up in the TV ratings. I don't know. It seems odd to me. But
maybe it's because the Rams left St. Louis, guys.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah,
I don't think there's a lot of people watching NFL football the way they did the last few years
football,
here.
Who are you rooting for?
Whoever the Rams are playing. Honestly, Cam, being dead serious, and I think a lot of people are in the same camp in St. Louis. I watched that game to open up the season against the 49ers with more passion than I watched a Rams game when they were here for the last couple of years because we didn't know what was going to wind up happening, even though we had a feeling they were going to be leaving, because I'm just so damn angry at what I believe.
You're angry at us, but you weren't happy with the product they were putting on the field when they were here.
Well, no, that's not necessarily... I'm angry on behalf of my hometown because I believe, like, St. Louis was misrepresented in the process as being a bad football market, and it's convenient to label it a baseball town when they wanted to get a team back in L.A., and then that was the Rams. And I feel like St. Louis was misrepresented, and the process wasn't honest. That's my honest opinion. And I know this is awkward because, you know, for you, because you work at the NFL Network, and I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot. These are my words and my words only.
Right.
But I hate the process, and I feel like it was dishonest, and I think around the country, for the most part, most people go, well, yeah, the St. Louis didn't support the Rams, and they were an L.A. team 20 years ago anyway, and it's better to be in L.A., and they're going to get a huge $2 billion stadium, so it makes sense for them to be there. And then St. Louis gets labeled as a bad football market and probably will never get an NFL team again. That part really bothers
me.
That's the part that gets my Irish up.
And I think the part that the process was dishonest is now fact. I don't think you can dispute that the process was dishonest. Now, I understand that it's business, but when you see what Kroenke wrote in his relocation application, this thing was in the works for a while with a wink and a nod from the NFL. Like I understand that this is about the NFL doing what it felt was in its best business interest, but I think it was a dishonest process because folks here in St. Louis thought, well, if we go to the town hall and we plead our case and we show we have real passion, they're going to stay, and that was never the case.
Well, I don't really know what to tell you guys on that one.
Well, we blame you for it.
Teams have left cities. Off, you know, it's been done before, and sometimes teams come back, new teams get into town, and still, you know, I wasn't born in St. Louis. I grew up there. I loved watching the Rams there, and it's exciting what they're doing on the West Coast, and I totally sympathize with any fans in St. Louis who are left behind, and the hate watching is sort of interesting.
What do you think is going to wind up happening with the Chargers, Kay?
I have no idea. You tell me. I'm not. I have no inside scoop on anything.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't either. It's just that one. That's the one that I really, truly don't have a good. Like I always in the back of my mind thought, yeah, they're going to move. I was hopeful that they wouldn't move from here, but I'm talking about the Rams. But with the Chargers, I really don't know because I feel like Spanos actually wants to stay there. And now it looks like they might be on the verge of just an absolutely catastrophic season. So that thing could wind up being, you know, a debacle in San Diego the next 3 months.
Yeah, I can't imagine wanting to leave the sunny San Diego for anywhere, but right. It could happen.
Yeah, they could go up the... Hey, let me ask you about a couple players that have started off the season really hot, and if you think they will continue at that pace... I had somebody recommend Marvin Jones to me, and I'm going, really, at the draft? And I'm like, all right, I'll take a flyer on him. I don't know when I was able to get him, real late, and he's obviously crushed it. Now, I had a down week last week. Do you think he's going to be able to continue at least some modicum of the pace that he started out with, specifically in the first 3 weeks with Stafford and the Lions?
Yeah, I think it'll be every week. I think you throw last week out, it was sort of an anomaly, but since Bob Cooter took over, for the Lions, they've looked incredible. And, like, Matthew Stafford's really limited his mistakes. He's a lot more efficient. The defense isn't great. So, fantasy-wise, they're always going to target somebody. We wanted it to be Golden Tate. I don't know what Golden Tate did to Matt Stafford that he's not getting the love. It is Marvin Jones, who I have affectionately nicknamed Marvatron to start the season.
Nice.
So, with this whole offense, you thought, oh, we're losing Calvin Johnson. We're not going to be anybody. We don't have a run game. But, Mark, you know, with Ameer Abdullah out, with Theo Riddick not being able to handle a full workload, you have to love Marvin Jones.
What about Carson Wentz in Philadelphia?
I mean, this kid's unbelievable. He has won the hearts of every person that's ever come in contact with him, I feel like. He hasn't thrown an interception yet. He's not making any mistakes. He doesn't look like a rookie. He's got the poise. He's drawing comparisons to Brett Favre and Ben Roethlisberger and all sorts of people. It's pretty incredible. Do I think it is sustainable? I mean, I'm looking at their Week 7 matchup against the Vikings and the way their defense looks. I'm sure he'll fall down to earth at some point, but he looks great. I mean, that trade, if you really look at that trade with Bradford, both sides won. How often do you see that?
Yeah, it's been something else. And Bradford's got Stephon Diggs. He's had a big start to his season. A couple of running backs, one from St. Louis, and one that many weren't even thinking about having big starts to their season. Of course, Ezekiel Elliott, and then what Zayo Crowell's done with the Browns. Your thoughts on their sustainability, or would you sell high?
I'm a little worried about Crowell this week. I think you still play him just because of the volume that he gets. He's unbelievable. If you think, and this is really credit to Hugh Jackson, if you look at it, he had 4 rushing touchdowns all of last year. He's got 3 already through 4 weeks of the season. He's scoring touchdowns. He's got lots of yards. They're giving him the ball a ton, but the Patriots might limit him, right? You got Jamie Collins there with the pass. I don't think they're on the field for a ton. I think they're going to have to throw a lot. So if you're looking for a super sleeper, it's a guy that has yet to show up, and it's Duke Johnson. Cleveland has the best rushing attack, as far as numbers are concerned, in the league right now, which is pretty wild to consider. Ezekiel Elliott behind the defensive line, he's doing everything we thought he would do.
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott's at 4.4 yards per carry, and you won't find many more better than that with the volume.
At what Darren McFadden had, 1,000 yards behind that O-line.
Yeah, 412 yards already through just 4 games and 3 touchdowns for the John Burroughs grad. Hey, Kay Adams, great to have you on the program. Seriously, congratulations on your success.
Thanks.
I'm so happy when I just happen to be popping by the NFL Network, and there you are, because you left St. Louis with a dream, and damn it, you were up there, took a shot in New York, and you made it work. So tip of the cap to you, ma'am.
How do you guys feel about those Cubs, though?
Doug, you are all in on the Cubs.
Yeah, I think the Cubs will win the whole thing.
I think it's going to be the Dodgers, hey, Kay. That's where my action is.
Stop.
What, do you hate the Dodgers or you hate the Cubs?
No, I'm from Chicago, but I worked for the Cardinals. I was there when the Cardinals won in 2011. I worked for them. I got a World Series ring. It was incredible. But even as a St. Louis fan, just as a sports fan in general, even if you hate baseball, don't you sort of need to root for the Cubs?
I've never really hated the Cubs as a lifetime Cardinal fan. I enjoy the rivalry. I don't hate them. If they win, it wouldn't bother
me. It's more interesting to me if they're involved.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
That's how I would describe it.
That.
Because people would either be really pulling for him or really pulling against him, at least in this part of the world. You know?
Yeah.
The Cubs are huge favorites, by the way.
to win the World Series.
Wild.
For the record. Well, hey, Kay, great to have you on the show. Great to hear from you. Continued success.
Thanks,
and for those who would like to see, hey, Kay, she's on from 6 to 9 St. Louis time on the NFL Network Good Morning Football. Thank you, Kay.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Peace. Bye. Hey, Kay Adams with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Here's this thing from Richard Deitch, Sports Illustrated. TV executives trying to figure out why the ratings have dramatically fallen the first 4 weeks. Most notably, the primetime showcases, Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night football, down double-digit percentage points. Particularly troubling, Monday night football down 19%.
What have the Monday night games been? I'm trying to do them off the top of my head. Wasn't the Rams and 49ers the first one? So that was an absolute debacle. And I know last week the numbers were horribly down for the 42-0 Steelers. Was it 42-0 or did the Chiefs actually score? It was at one point 42-0.
Yeah, that
I know
was that. Down,
it, so I don't know if that's contributing
to it.
That
was down 26% from the year before. No, they're saying that he is saying that it's a combination of some of the stars aren't in the league. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady hasn't played. That the election cycle has created so much interest that
one of
like
the Monday
Fox,
night games
CNN,
was against
MSNBC.
The debate, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's got to be it. That's got to be it. That was a huge part of it.
The main reason, yeah.
That was a huge part of it. And they've had blowout games. But if, I mean, if you have that continue throughout the course of the season, it's got to be something they're concerned about.
Yeah, I'm sure they're very concerned now when you're down double-digit ratings.
No. But I wonder if it's just those outlier effects of having crappy games and one of the Monday night games. I mean, you're talking about 16% of it right there if you're talking about eight games, being up against the debate.
I don't know.
Probably a combination of a lot of different things.
They probably lost. I bet they lost significant viewership from this market, 21st market in the country. It's got to affect a little bit. People in L.A. were probably still watching football, whatever team there was, I think. Probably more now than they did, but you probably lost a lot of viewership in this market.
I haven't been able to watch NFL football yet. I will, I'm sure, but I'm still a little upset at the league and... As the games become more important, I'll watch. I'm not saying I'm swearing.
Yeah, my interest is way down, way, way down.
But if you have three fantasy leagues, that's guaranteed that you're going to be interested.
Even it's hurt my interest in that.
Really?
Just like sleeping through last night, not getting Carson Palmer out of there because I'm not thinking football.
I agree completely, Doug. last week, I picked up Joe Flacco because Rodgers was on a bye and didn't even start Flacco. Just a complete waste of a roster spot.
Yeah.
So well, I'm a deadbeat owner at this point.
When you're not thinking about it all the time, and we did when it was the Rams, every day there was something, some story. Somebody was hurt. Somebody's going to play. Somebody got
but
benched.
But you love the
they
Packers,
fired somebody.
Though.
Yeah, I don't watch NFL. I'm at Billy G's 8 to 6 usually every Sunday, so I haven't watched an NFL game either.
That's a long schedule. 10 hours. That's a long schedule.
Don't worry, you'll battle through it, Plowsy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like to see Plowsy down in the dauber, because if he's down in the dauber, then what does that say for us?
I just don't know.
He's an upbeat guy.
Good.
We're not
No, it's not good. Packers got a chance to go all the way, don't they? Got to beat the Giants this week.
I'm with Hey K. The Vikings are legit. Like, their defense.
That defense is legit. I just can't buy into Sam Bradford. But, I mean, hey, it's not like he's doing it just by handing off to Adrian Peterson. He's nowhere to be found. So, that's a Jared McKinnon, Matt Asiata combination back there. And it's not like the wide receiving core is that great. Stephon Diggs is the guy that he goes to. But, That defense is legit in Minnesota so far. I mean, they've shut down, some really good offenses. They got the Plow Packers squadron totally shut down Odell Beckham last Monday. And who else have they beaten? They beat the Titans. So I don't really know about that.
The Vikings are using a sound business model that the Rams use. You get Bradford, and you surround him with middle-of-the-road receivers.
That's not what
just
they're doing.
Sit
back. Yeah. Coaching's got an awful lot to do with it. When you see what the Patriots do every year, it doesn't matter who's playing. They just revolve. It's a revolving door of players except at quarterback. And they just keep winning year after year after year.
You heard Hey Kay and her advice on fantasy football. We have, sometimes you'll hear stations and they'll go, hey, we have a 30-team league. Come on in and register. We have a 300-team league. And Doug, we fill it up. And we fill it up real nice. Like. Already 170 people registered at DraftKings.com. You can click on the link on the TMA fan page. I don't like to publicize how to get there because then some of the shops will get in, and I want this to be for our listeners. You can sign up. Make sure that you use the promo code quarterbacks, and you get a free deposit or a free team, excuse me, in a tournament with that your first deposit. But anyway, it's the TMA League. It's a private league. You can register up to 5 teams per person, and it's $10 per team. First place is $300. 78 people get paid. And like I said, first place is $300. Go to the fan page and click on the link, and it'll take you right to our league page on DraftKings. And plus, Hey K. Adams was giving you all kinds of intel. First place, $300. Second place, $250. Third place, $200. And all the way through 78th place makes money. 78th place doubles their money. It's DraftKings.com, the TMA League. If you haven't played daily fantasy, that's the move. I mean, I enjoy the long-term fantasy, don't get me wrong, but the rush of the daily fantasy is the best. DraftKings.com, that's where you can go, and that's where you can experience and click on the link on the fan page to see it for yourself. We'll have email today coming up here in a matter of moments, but first it's time for the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
I hate to start the show early, but damn it, I'm
Buck Showalter, what are you doing? Come on, he was the best you had all year. How can you lose a playoff game with an all-star pitcher, Cy Young candidate, on the bench, and Ubaldo Jimenez with a 5.44 ERA losing the game for you?
Cut two.
I mean, you coming at me with a hard-hitting, like, personal, like emotional question on this show? I mean, good grief. Didn't we cover this on your real job?
Cut three.
Girls who can't start their cars. Girls attempting in vain to start their cars get some dude's gears grinding. As one commenter on Female First explained, maybe it's the sputtering of the engine turning over while she bites her lip, or her boobs bouncing up and down as she begs.
Oh, Lord.
Cut four.
You know, I think this call was relatively boring. Tim, I think, is in the restroom.
No, I'm here. I feel there. It's just one of those things. I know there are things that you can't say, but those are the questions I want to ask, and so it's a tough spot, you know? So.
Oh, he came back. I see.
I've been here the whole time. I mean, because there are players I want to ask about, but they're on other teams, and you can't talk about it, so I don't want to put you in a weird spot. So
I appreciate that. Yeah. I always sort of look at this show as where we kind of smile a little bit and have some fun, and today it just seemed like you guys were just like trying to like write an article or something.
No, we can't do that. I don't have that ability.
Well, I know you can't, Doug.
Oh, you son.
Cut five.
You know, the reason I don't gravitate here in Tuscaloosa is I'm not a Bama fan. So people might see me and just, you know, kind of ignore me or whatever. But when I go over to the state line into Mississippi, it's incredible over there.
And the ladies, do they like your style?
Yes, absolutely. Especially in Starkville, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, if you make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Cut six.
You said lemming for life, and I thought that was another tip of the cap that what we're doing on this show works.
I said that.
Yes, play it.
I must have been.
Wait, play it, Plowsy.
Yeah, the plow.
Drunk and emotionally.
Listen,
I'm a lemming for life, you know what I mean?
He's a lemming.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. Emotions got the best of me on that one.
And you also were very caught up one time when you were in the booth with Dan McLaughlin.
He's got that amazing radio show.
Right there.
Yeah,
he's got that amazing radio show. He's got that amazing radio show.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It was editing.
You guys keep trimming my soundbite. I'm sure there's sarcasm coming not far behind.
Cut seven.
One of our listeners would invade the Ryder Cup at Hazeltine. Doug, would you like to take a listen?
Well, I don't think so.
Mickelson trying to light up the crowd again. Birdie to win the hole.
No.
Think about it. It's the Ryder Cup. It's Mickelson with a huge putt.
Doug, there it is. We have invaded the Ryder Cup.
I feel bad. I feel like we owe somebody an apology for that. Would that be the USGA or it's not the PGA?
I need to write Howard Stern to thank you for ripping off the entire four decades of his career.
I think the other golf events owe us an apology where this doesn't happen at every one because it should.
Thank you, sir.
I hope it doesn't happen anymore.
Hot shots, hot take, Bell. Hey, the Eagles Rest is the new destination spot for St. Louis travelers. Look past the crowded beaches and resorts and dive into beautiful Mount Shasta in McLeod, California. Looking for a Christmas gift for the whole family? Well, you are in luck. Introducing the TMA Listener Ultimate Family Vacation to the Eagles Rest. 7-night stay in a beautiful 3,500-square-foot cabin featuring 4 bedrooms and 3 baths, private hiking trails, keys to the pontoon boat, 2 jet skis, and a basketball court, all to enjoy for the week. The price, $5,000 for a 7-night stay, and multiple families can stay, so you can chop that up. The Morning After listener dates start at the end of May 2017 and continue on throughout the summer until the end of August, and you can check it out for more at ultimate-family-vacation.info for more details or to book the cabin. It is the ultimate family vacation, and the TMA listener ultimate family vacation can be found online. See it for yourself, ultimate-family-vacation.info. Email of the day coming your way. Then you have Frank Cusimano, the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano, and the Hollywood Casino press box will be coming your way. Doug, what's on the itinerary this weekend for you, sir?
Well, I've got quite a little weekend lined up with a little lady.
Oh,
a lady known as journalism.
Nice, cozy.
A little lady known as journalism. Tonight, Saturday night in Sunsman.
Wow, that'll be fun.
I feel very fortunate to be able to have those kind of hours.
Now the baseball's over,
I'll be working.
I don't have to deal with that lady this week, and I'll be watching my son's soccer game. Tim, you're welcome to show up if you want to.
What time is the game and where? Maybe we'll be there.
Noon in the, I don't even like to say where it is. Perchance a listener might show up.
But maybe the Inside STL News team could
That's
cover
right,
it.
INT.
I tell you, when the team that Tyler's team is playing, when these two teams get together, you throw the records out the window. Hmm. This is a grudge match.
Because they probably never played each other before.
Right.
Being 7, 6 years old.
That's true. That's true.
So there's really no scouting report.
And we might go to a pumpkin patch on Sunday. You ever take your kids to a pumpkin patch?
Oh, pie? Many times.
They love that
many
stuff.
Many times. The one at Eckert's or the one in Chesterfield. Those
probably.
Tease Farms would be the place to go this
probably
year.
Probably. We go to Tease Farms quite a bit.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd play that. I think we're going to go to Tease Farms. You know what I like to do, Tim?
What do you got?
I like to support the sponsors.
God bless you, sir.
So that's where we're going to go.
Yeah, that'd be because there's 3 locations. You could pick any one of them.
And then pick a pumpkin.
Yeah, that's the easy part.
Doug, Lakeside Roofing is another sponsor you can support. They've been family-owned for more than 40 years. You can get a free estimate now at lakesideroofing.com. They've been doing it since 1972. 1972. I don't know what we're going to do this weekend. I don't know. We were lying in bed last night. It was very hot. We were watching the Indians and Red Sox game. I get turned on by David Ortiz, and I don't know why that is.
Because of his nickname, Big Poppy.
I guess you're right.
Because you're a twink.
I guess you're right again.
He's a bear. You're a twink. She's a mole.
Clip that off. That's a nice breakdown. And Amber goes, what are you going to do this weekend? I don't know. I said I thought you wanted like a recovery weekend after 2 weekends in Las Vegas. I don't know. Maybe going to Tyler's soccer game is the move.
And, you know, Sunday, you know, that pumpkin picking will probably include a little hayride, too.
Woo! Well, that sounds like it'd be right up Tim's alley.
He'd be scared.
Don't let me down, aisles. Jimmy.
And a poor Anna Marie would have to tie him in. Tie it tighter, I'm afraid.
Wandering up and down the rows, looking at the pumpkins and gourds, and then getting up on a tractor and taking a little ride. Yep. Right
scene
up his
scene
alley.
If the driver is cute.
Doug, you could pony up at Over Under Bar and Grill this weekend, the place to watch all the games this season. They provide free shuttles to the Blues, Cards, and St. Louis University basketball games, and that gets going. So you can make Over Under your destination for pre- and post-game trips. Voted Best Sports Bar in 2015 by the Post-Dispatch. Over Under, right there on Washington Avenue. Look at this text that I just received from that Italian-American brood.
What'd she say?
The cat, you want to read that? Can you read that?
What does she say? 6 flags?
6 fleurs.
6 fleurs. I don't know what that is.
That's code for 6 flags.
Oh,
that's
she does that
cool
too.
Cool way of saying.
She's
six
the ultimate.
Fun. Yeah. Anyone else could say.
We'll
6 flags.
We'll go to 6 fleurs on Satterbin, honey.
Are you? Do you want to suspend her for being a lemming? I mean
that
you
is.
You know what? I'm going to. I'm going to.
6 fleurs. I don't want to call her out for having a bad text, but if that's intentional, a suspension is warranted, I think.
You thought it might have been an autocorrect of flurs.
Anna Marie McKernan has indeed been suspended.
The Detroit Red Wings, because they had to win this game at Detroit to keep their season alive. And it.
Jay Douglas. Nonetheless, Anna Marie McKernan has been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Does she really say to you?
Lousy, lousy text.
Anna Marie, where are you? I'm on FaceBat, honey. She's better than that.
Well, I guess, Doug, I guess I'm going to Six Flags this weekend, or Six Flurs to you.
When was the last time you went to Six Flurs?
I think we go usually once a year.
You do? You haven't. You haven't been in a decade.
Oh, I swear we do.
You really do?
We do.
To get the giant turkey legs?
I like the turkey leg. I really like the log flume.
All right, I'm going to sweeten the deal. First of all, the soccer game is going to be a barn burner. But I'll make sure Anna Marie gets a juice box after the game, which we don't do for the parents.
Generally speaking, that's for the kids.
But I'll make that happen.
God, I'm hoping a listener's out there and gets a picture of Timmy with a big turkey leg.
He's not having a turkey leg anyway.
I do like that boss. You ever ridden the boss, the roller coaster? Old, big old wooden roller coaster. No, it's a brutal ride. I mean, I enjoy it, but God, you feel like you're punch drunk
after it. Last time I was on the Screaming Eagle, I left with my neck hurt.
Really?
Because, it really
jumps. Yeah, it does. Boy, it does.
I want to see a listener snap a picture of you getting measured to make sure.
Oh, that's offensive. That's offensive.
There's no place for that.
That's offensive.
All right, I retract it.
Yeah, that's you issue an apology, even though you have nothing to do with it. Yes, Stephen Wildwood.
Hello, Steve. You're a little wound up for us.
Oh, it's Friday, Doug.
All right. What are you doing this weekend?
For you, big weekend of fun for me.
What are you doing, Sideburns?
I'll probably go down to the hill this week, Friday night. We bought a house down there, and so we'll probably spend the night down there.
Wait a minute. You live in Wildwood, and you bought a second vacation home in the hill?
Well, my son rents it from us, and we're going to move down there once we get the last one out of public school out here.
To be closer to Bertarelli, to keep things sharpened?
Oh, yeah, Doug. Oh, yeah. We're going to go take care of his dog, and then we'll probably do a little bar hopping down there. What do you think, Doug? You want to join us?
No. No, I can't join you.
We're going to be vacated from our house. If you go to Six Flurs.
Flurs.
You could spend the night at our house if you want.
Oh, this is nice. Mm. A lot of vacation homes in the St. Louis area for the 20-minute commutes.
Because heaven forbid you drive the rest of the 20 minutes to get home. You can't make that kind of trip. Not in one day you can.
I don't like to drive drunk, Doug.
Take an Uber, baby. Take an Uber. It's very easy.
Yeah, but that's a long-ass ride.
Watch your language.
I'm sorry. And I'm a little disappointed in AK. She doesn't understand the hatred for the Rams, and she's like being all...
You got to understand. I mean, listen, Steve. She can't say anything. She can't say anything.
I get it.
It's like when you heard in the... I love you, man, but we got to go anyway because I got to do email today. But it's like when Mazalek goes, is Tim there? Was he in the bathroom? My questions are about Charlie Blackmon and, you know, potentially some pitchers or outfielders on the Rays. And he can't say anything about him, so I don't really want to ask him anything. It's obvious by what he's saying. He's not really interested in keeping Brandon Moss, not really interested in the free agent market. So, therefore, logic tells you it's trades. And he can't say anything about it.
He also did kind of get behind Colton Wong, which he didn't do as noticeably the other day. I think that was an interesting take.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's so along those lines, the reason I bring that up is because I would have never brought up that whole deal. How about that whole deal with Hey Kay, because she works for the NFL Network.
Right.
She can't say anything. So I get it. And I realize some people, then she's a coward because you got hot takes. But that's the job. So she can't say anything, and so she's got to toe the company line. Or maybe that's what she really thinks. I don't know, but either way.
I just wanted her to understand, though, that...
Well, I'm going to say it, and so I made sure I said these are my words.
Right.
But it's very... Because it's like, oh, well, you didn't really care about the team when they were in St. Louis. And I go, no, that's not true, but that's become the convenient national narrative. And that's the part that gets me pissed off, because it's not accurate. But it's convenient because it's a baseball town, it's a dying city, and they didn't really support him anyway. Well, they put the worst product on the field in the history of the NFL for 5 years.
And even worse, let us know that they could be on the move, so they were a lame duck team in St. Louis anyway.
So that's why I get all fired up about the whole thing. All right, you know what we got now? Email of the day, and it's 2 tickets to the Blues and Blackhawks. Let's do it. Fellers, this year fight needs to take place at Heine Meine. Let's be honest. The fight wouldn't be the same in any other location other than South City. Imagine Timber Fate coming from over the left field wall that's been painted with all his nicknames, and he's followed by Big Milk, Larry Connors, and Jed Jerko. Ryan Kelly with all the fan pin members will come from the parking lot, and they'll meet at the squared circle placed right over second base. The dogs in the outfield will be a sideshow. Yeah, Doug, there are strays that run through the Heine Meine outfield, I've noticed.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And all the South City broads will come out of the woodwork. It'll be a bigger festival than Lou Fest. That's from River Phoenix, glorified whore.
And he, River
passed
Phoenix.
Away outside the Viper Room, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he did. That would be quite a sight to have Jerko and Larry Connors and Big Milk walking in with him.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful sight? Hola, mi amigos. Did anyone catch when Timberfake said I was drinking and having sex? Can I say sex on the air? Really, this guy says sex about 95 times every time he calls. Yes, Timberfake, you can say sex. Also, I know you think the brawler is smitten with you, but I'm positive he wasn't listening because he has a brain, and I'm positive if we had an encoder, it would show the people with brain stop listening to what you said, the money man. Ciao for now, the Loomster.
The Loomster.
Ahoy. Hey, Doug, I had 3 bowls of chili last night for dinner, I mean. What say we play a game? You lay down, and I'll make my bottom side manhole vomit.
Who was it, Tim?
Lefty Jack Spear.
Lefty Jack Spear has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension log.
Guys, Plops here. I'm a little pressed for time this morning. I'm writing an essay on essays, and my deadline is tighter than you-know-who's took his turnip. The essay about essays is my latest research paper about things we can all look for and enjoy in regard to the bodies of Hispanic men. I'm hoping to get the final edit published in the St. Louis Review. And you know, speaking of local Catholic institutions, what about having the fight at the old cathedral downtown? Plenty of on-site parking, views of the arch, and they already have the giant crucifix above the stage, so we wouldn't have to bring our own in. Just another one of those things I fear the Inside STL squad hasn't taken into account. Also, if I don't see Bruce in shoes running around at this event dressed in all black with a clipboard and a walkie-talkie yelling at a member of the food service team about the buffet, I will consider the event a failure no matter what else happens. Thanks. Glad to be here. Misty Plops, Countess of Local Amateur Fistfighting Events.
Misty Plops, Countess of Local Fistfighting Events.
Boo! As you know, Halloween is fast approaching, and I would like to formally invite you to the costume party of record in the Macon, Missouri area, anyway. Of course, I'm talking about Big Butchie's Boo Bash. Doug, are you aware of this?
I'm not
Big
aware of it.
Big Butchie's Boo Bash? It'll have everything. Ghost hunting, bobbing for apples, a costume contest, scary stories, flashlight tag, ghouls. I don't know what the hell happened. Ghosts, ghouls, goblins, vampires, straight and bi. Vampires straight and bi? They're bi vampires?
I would know, Tim.
Vampires straight and bi, clowns, Frankenstein, glory holes galore, and more. Also, BDSM play is definitely in play. More details to come. Hope to see you all there. That's from Bark Bark, which is Butch Patrick's werewolf doll.
Good Lord. Any good ones? Bark. Any good ones, Tim?
Butch Patrick's werewolf doll.
Is Butch Patrick's werewolf doll really named Bark Bark?
I don't.
Is that true? Is that on the Munsters? Boy, White Collar Gangster wrote a manifesto today to you, Doug.
Yeah, well, then don't read it.
God bless America. I mean, it is long.
And
sorry.
It's wild, so then discard it. Yeah.
Morning, boys. Let's just chalk that first hour of the show up as a loss. Just a few things here. Hannah's 100 times more attractive than the phony Lee broad. Real Madrid hasn't played Barcelona since April and do not play them again until December, so I doubt Proud Joe has been betting on them. Larry Nichols sent me a goodnight snap at 10:30, so he had to be sleeping at midnight. Hashtag think about it. Twink Boy Timberfake is $1.25 soaking wet, so him calling the brawler a little Peabody doesn't make too much sense to me. The first hour today was so riddled with ADD, I had to check all this ish on Hillary's website to keep it 100. Sup, mad child. Doug, I'll be at the wheelhouse this weekend. Turning up if you feel like getting down. Ryan Kelly, I'm in your corner. Float like a butterfly. Closing loans like a G. Ray King.
Wow, wow, wow. Ray King. King.
Hi, Iggy. Your voice soothes me, but your heart fools me. The image of you in your boxer shorts moves me bulge, but would rekindle our love and remove me from despair. I was tired of being a floozy, so called Dr. Woody Bennett.
No.
I think
Who
it was going to be from Ty Babylonia.
Seemed like a false start.
She's been suspended. Three days for not calling Iggy back.
That'll do it.
I don't have a one that I really
love.
What
about Bark Bark, Butch Patrick's?
I'm going Ray King.
I'm going to go a fellow by the name of River Phoenix, glorified whore.
I'm going to go with Bark Bark, Butch Patrick's werewolf doll. Plowhawk, do you want to? No, you don't even know what he's going to pick.
Doug, you know what's up, though. The name itself, doesn't matter the email content, the name itself will get him to win. Bark Bark wins.
Bark Bark.
You're a sad soul.
Butch Patrick's werewolf doll. It's a scary doll.
It isn't.
I didn't know his name Bark Bark Doll. That's fun. And Al Lewis played Grandpa?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, you see, you know that, but you don't know the name of Butch Patrick's werewolf doll. It's a scary doll.
It isn't.
I didn't know his name Bark Bark Doll. That's fun. And Al Lewis played Grandpa?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, you see, you know that, but you don't know the name of Butch Patrick's werewolf doll.
I don't know if it really Bark was Bark Bark. Might have been. Someone will check on that.
He actually had a doll in the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little werewolf doll.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Might have been called Bark Bark. We don't know yet.
Apparently
we haven't confirmed it yet.
Our staff will get on it over the week.
The Inside SEL News Team, INT. All right, it's time to shut it down. Frank's up next. He does a real radio program, and it's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice. Lion's Choice handoff to Frank Cusimano, the Hollywood Casino Press Box from 10 to noon. Time for us to shut it down for the Seamaster, for the Plowpacker, for Iggy, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McCurdy, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS Live, the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.